This is KUT. Austin has struggled to figure out ways to increase its amount of low-cost housing, but a new group focused on the problem is coming up with ideas ranging from repairing aging apartment complexes to building 3D-printed houses. KUT's Saida Hassan reports on those and other ideas offered at last night's Affordable Housing Accelerator in North Central Austin.
For the past several weeks, a group of 9 local nonprofits, government agencies, and private companies have been mapping out new solutions to the city's housing affordability problem. Last night, they presented their ideas at the Impact Hub, a co-working space on North Lamar, which organized the effort. Ashley Phillips, managing director of Impact Hub, said the process has allowed groups that might hold different values to find common ground.
Because here's something I learned about this group of people that cares about affordable housing in Austin, you have to be radically hopeful because it is hard.
An accelerator is an approach probably more familiar to startups than policy wonks. These groups had just 3 months to work with mentors, tap community resources, and map out their projects. And even with the short timetable, some of those ideas are already close to becoming a reality. David Steinwedell is president and CEO of the nonprofit Affordable Central Texas. The group is developing a fund that will support housing for people like teachers, musicians, and healthcare workers.
Our desire is to be able to buy 50 apartment properties and preserve over 15,000 units, and we're trying to do that over 10 years.
One recurring point speakers made was that tapping the private sector could do more to help with affordability issues. Austin Mayor Steve Adler spoke to the group about it via video message.
The government might try to find answers to these problems and these challenges, and it needs to do that. But the fact is that government's not going to be able to find all the answers. A lot of the innovation and the creative ideas, the new ways of looking at things are going to come from people in our community.
Of course, there are a lot of moving parts to Austin's housing market. In developing their plans, some teams went door-to-door gathering input from residents. They also considered the city's strategic housing blueprint, which seeks to add 135,000 new housing units in 10 years. A handful of groups are focusing on just that, finding ways to increase the housing supply. Monique Stevenson is the president of Developpods, a company that's looking to build new homes out of shipping containers.
Our goal at Developpods is 300 units per year for the next 10 years, which would allow us to house 3,000 families.
Ashley Phillips with organizer Impact Hub says the group plans to apply this approach to more social issues. This spring, they're set to launch an accelerator around workforce development. Saida Hassan, KUT News.